Scarpins Avenue.
Dan and Ren and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome to DPT, the Tiger King wrap-ups.
Tiger King? I don't know.
Hey, Donnies, welcome to a Tiger King roundup of Dumb People Town. Population, I know that was the weirdest opening ever, but we just watched episodes two and three together.
Episode two was definitely Tiger King. Episode three seemed to be from some other documentary called
Cold Case Files.
Searching for Don.
Yeah, this was like
Don go? Don and the Costa Rica disappearance. Costa Rica.
Donde está Don?
Yeah.
Don Lewis.
I mean, yeah. I love that there was like, there were a couple of things that were floated in here. There's moments that flash through with me. Like, yeah, like I was the guy who ran a circular saw across his
neck.
Okay,
well, let's start out. So we start out with, is it Saf?
Saf,
and he has gotten his arm.
His arm completely ripped off by a tiger. No, not ripped off, but like mangled in a way.
They do say ripped off at the beginning, but later on, Saf is like.
But then Saf said that.
Yeah, it was like dangling.
He had movement in his hands
and was able to sign something.
Was able to sign something.
Sign some autographs.
Yeah. they said, look, I got to get back out there and keep working.
Right.
I can't be up in this hospital for more than 6 days. I got to get back on the farm.
Job within a week.
Because then Joe Exotic walks into the gift shop and tells everybody, all right, before y'all hear this on the news, we did have an incident here, and y'all can get your refund back.
I get your refund back if you want it. By the way, if you want it. I mean, you already paid. I can reach back into the register.
If you want to be a dick and come in here and
you
yes
can
for
take
your
money back. Look, somebody's arm got ripped off. It ain't no big deal. Go check out some. Kids, why don't you go over there and check out some of that sex oil?
If you want to be an Indian giver.
If you've ever taken your money back from the Tiger King, you might be a redneck.
I was going to see where you went. I was waiting for them to be like, you want a rain check? You want your money back? Fine. If you are interested for just a $10 more, I can take you and show you the arm.
I will show you where the blood existed. Uh-huh.
You guys will be able to feed pieces of the arm to the tigers
We'll
themselves.
Take pieces of the D ripped arm and feed it to the rest of the cubs.
Or I will offer each of you a pair of my leopard print underwear.
So, number one seller, right?
Number one seller.
Yeah. But I feel like episode two was very much about relationships. Mm-hmm. We focused a lot on Doc and his women or young women.
Doc is basically. Of women. Did you watch the
Big
special?
Love?
No, the special on the Bikram.
Yes, of course.
So
the ESPN 30 for 30 podcast is even better than the Netflix.
I watched everything. I watched the Netflix, then I listened to the Bikram thing, and I saw even the Real Sports thing with Andrea Kramer, where she's at his house and like he's yelling at her because he can't control her.
Oh, it's great.
She's downstairs and like can
he's in like black jeans with a belt and like a black.
This is the Bikram
leotard.
Guy.
Yeah, Bikram is Bikram like himself. Jimmy Superfly Snuka if he didn't kill his wife but just controlled a bunch of people.
And I always looked at Bikram the guy, and I'm like, you should be in better shape than this.
When he was younger, he was in insane shape.
Yeah,
he
was. For sure.
He's in insane shape. This guy's unbelievable. But
you know who else was a young and insane shape? Doc.
Right.
And Joe Exotic.
Randy, you bring it up every time
Doc
we see
looks
a young
like,
Doc. He looks like
he's in the band Toto. You know, he was holding the line and then
as he got older, he looked like he was in the band Crash Test Dummies. And now he just looks like a dummy.
He looks like a fat Boomer Esiason.
Or if John Innes from Mr. Show. That is a character that he needs to play.
Okay, so
Safari.
Oops. No, we're dropping stuff. That's okay. Keep
going. Safari John Innes. About stop, Jay. Stop.
It's all
stop.
Right.
Everything that you're doing, just stop it. So what was happening is they each had harems, but it reminded me he called himself Bhagavan, which is what the Bhagavan, what Osho, the guy from Wild Wild Country, used to call himself.
For sure. Yeah.
So They are the ultimate
Bhagwan.
Bhagwan.
But he was, but
Bhagwan. Bhagwan is like Bhagwan. So like he was, he's the Rajneeshi
Lord,
to these people.
You will be my, I will be Lord. First of all, I'm going to change your name.
I'm going to make you get fake breasts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put you in clothes that I choose for you to wear.
Mm-hmm.
This is all.
I control everything. I decide when you eat. Man. I decide when you work. That's I decide right. when you That's relax. Right. That's I decide right. when you have sex.
I'm ugly, yet I'm going to, except in the 70s, I'm ugly, yet I am.
You think that's how he describes it? Look, except in the 70s, I get I'm ugly.
Here's hot a picture. In the 70s is a great
hot in the 70s.
Name for a show.
Right. Yeah, or a cover band.
Yeah. yeah. or a reunion tour.
For sure.
Right? So yeah. he was...
Just like Foreigner and Loverboy?
Mm-hmm. There was a moment where he was a good-looking dude. I will grant
you're
him.
Give
he
him
was
that.
In the late 70s, early 80s.
He looked like he was in the band Boston.
Right. He was a good-looking guy. But okay. now he is a fat piece of shit. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of him just controlling these 17-year-old girls.
Like when you see the elephant that he's riding, like laboring a little bit, you're like, bro.
Come on, dude.
Lay off the streusel.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we also took a deep dive into the marriage of Joe Exotic.
The three-way marriage.
Shirtless man and big hand guy. I don't remember
Johnny.
Their name.
I saw his big
Evan.
Big
Trevor.
Ass.
Was it Trevor?
Travis.
Why not? Travis.
Travis. Travis. It was Travis.
6 foot six, Travis. I wonder if Travis can dunk.
What size 16 shoes?
He could
size
palm six. A basketball.
Yeah.
And by the way, didn't he in the green screen thing look a lot smaller?
Yes.
He's sitting down. I was like, this guy, no way this guy's 6'6", and then they're showing footage of him.
This documentary spanned a long time.
Right. So yeah. he shrunk?
No, I just think he was skinnier in that earlier one.
Yeah, he put on some pounds.
Yeah.
And they said, how straight are you? That moment was also.
How straight are you?
So Ron White has this joke where he's like, everybody's a little bit gay.
Right.
And it's his, I think it's from his, one of the Blue Collars specials.
Doesn't
but
matter.
He was like, everybody's a little bit gay, and he said his cousin goes, I ain't gay at all. And Ron White goes, when you watch porn, you watch a man with a little penis going at a woman, or do you like to see a big old That's dick? And then he goes, well, I like to see a big old dick. And he goes, well, so literally it's the same argument. Yes, I wonder. He probably saw the blue collar comedy.
I'm sure he's 100%. Like a huge blue collar comedy.
And he made that made him be like, oh, that's why maybe I'm a little
What
gay.
If in episode 7 he's like, so I turned her and I said, thanks, Diane.
Yeah.
He like starts right. quoting your comedy.
He's like, call me Tater.
I mean,
Tater salad.
Here's your sign.
Right. He starts yelling about Chopper 4 and you guys write
like,
up a cease and desist.
It's like Chopper 4. Hey, stop it.
So I believe Joe Exotic not only illegally procured all these animals. He also stole material from Ron Tater Salad White.
Whatever.
So then we see this like woke ass Oklahoma Which, by the wedding.
By the way, you know, if we ever get out of this pandemic and comedy clubs reopen again,
sure.
you know, Joe Exotic, if he's smart, will go out and sell out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like he
comedy
will,
clubs, dude, he could sell out theaters. He could sell out giant 1,000 to 2,000 seats.
Now, we haven't watched episodes 4, 5, 6, and 7, and he may be
a murderer.
A dead or a murderer straight up.
I don't believe everyone's going to make it out of this documentary. Because I've been watching, and there's a lot of time passing in interviews, like a long amount of time.
Dude, it's crazy.
Also, I brought this up. You guys haven't responded to it yet, so I'm glad you saved it for this. Do you notice?
Yeah.
We are not seeing any old tigers.
What does an old tiger look like?
Well, dude? I just think old they tigers. Might be like, well, we've had this one forever.
Right. Yeah.
And Joe Exotic talks about how he feeds his animals.
Dan, they raise them to a certain age, then they sell them.
Yeah, but how is he still feeding all those tigers that cheap unless he's using
that feeding other, them
themselves.
Other tigers?
Yes.
So he's cannibalizing the tigers.
That's my theory.
Maybe.
And I don't like it. Obviously, you've seen how I react when watching
this once
show.
A tiger has a taste of Don Lewis, he ain't going back.
Well, we're
going
to get to that.
He ain't going back.
We're going to get to that. So we see the marriage.
Yep.
How consensually, I mean, really open communication. Joe asked shirtless man whether or not Travis could join their partnership.
By the way, and he was like.
You liked that. You said, were like, how nice.
I said, that is so woke.
Yeah, very sweet.
Aware.
Very sweet. Check in with your partner. See if they're okay with
but
this.
But he said, I don't see any problem with it, which was not like a.
That's not an excited yes.
That's so if right. you were.
That's
asked,
not an enthusiastic.
Okay, let me
consent.
Ask you this. If your wife or girlfriend or partner, I'm asking you guys out there, says to you, let's go to dinner at such and such place. And right. your response is, I don't see any problem with it. Then your partner, if they know you, should be like, you don't
want
to go there.
Right, because part of every argument is, I want you to want to go where we're going.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we go over to the
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. Great, right. Great call is what you say.
Great call.
Not, I don't see a problem.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
That's not what one, two,
can the three of us get married? I don't see a problem with it.
Because I didn't know any better. That's what he said.
Right.
So there were issues.
There's another thing that happened with Doc where he was like, I can see the line of questioning you're going here where you're going to say, oh, you're a cult and you keep all
this.
Let
me stop you first.
There's a thing where a lot of guilty people do. If you watched Criminal Masterminds, the documentary on Netflix where the guy has a bomb strapped to him and tries to rob a bank.
Saw it.
Yes. So the woman who's insane in that, right?
She basically says, if I did it, then right. I so did do this, this,
they
this.
They tell you exactly everything that they're doing
it's
by
Carol
protesting.
Baskin in the next episode.
Right.
We'll get to that.
So Doc is essentially saying, like, he's admitting all the shit all he's doing by acting like he's telling you he doesn't do it.
I mean, how would I do that? The way you just described
it. And Joe Exotic is not smart enough to even do that. He's just saying, Joe Exotic on the backside of that is like, yeah, we're like a cult. He's like a cult. We both have kind of cultish things. He's got a harem of four people. I got a harem of three people. What are we in a competition or something?
He's got a harem of 27, 16-year-olds, and I'm banging two dudes.
So then we end that episode with finding out that something once happened to the second husband of Carol Baskin.
I mean.
And that's where that ends. And you were like, what a way to end it.
I was like, great editing.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
We thought we were in for a great episode.
We were excited. Maybe
it's totally okay if you guys liked that third episode more than I did.
I thought it was good. It was less for us to comment on, and it was just more like there was less crazy stuff, except
because it wasn't interesting.
But they glossed over the fact.
But these are the problems with, in what I contend, are, you know, documentaries that should be four episodes, but they're seven episodes.
Yes.
Like, what did you say? That's like The Staircase.
The Staircase. But like episode 14 of The Staircase, out of like 19 episodes, I was like, bro, throw me down a staircase. Yeah. I want my head to splatter.
You're like, I get it. It was an owl.
I can't watch the lawyer talking about the case and showing me. Like, I literally felt like I went to law school when I sat through that much court.
Dan,
or I was on jury duty.
Dan, what was your joke about all the uhs and the yas in Making a Murderer? If you cut all of Brendan Dassey, if you cut all those out, how many episodes?
Four episodes.
Right. What was that, like 13, two seasons?
Yeah. So when you're making a document, I mean, it's funny because now we're in a thing. When you're making like a In the Zeitgeist documentary Netflix, you go seven, eight episodes. You probably have enough material for like six, and you have some tributaries, five to six to tell you a tight story.
Right.
And then you go on the tributary,
a whole episode about care. But I think the point of this one, if I may, is to create Carol Baskin and to shatter any image that you think that she's clean and to create her or sympathy for Joe Exotic for trying to kill this woman if she kills
someone. They started out by saying she has a bunch of volunteers that she doesn't pay and she said she makes tens of thousands of dollars every month on the Facebook page and the YouTube page. Yeah. So why aren't you paying your volunteers? Like, to me, that would be like comedy club saying like, we're not paying you. Right. No, you got to pay people to do their stuff because that's...
But she set it up that they feel like that's a privilege of theirs that they get to come and spend
time. To me, that was the...
I hate it. But.
That was the attitude of MTV in the 1990s when we lived in New York.
We lived in New York. They're like, you're lucky to be here.
You're lucky to be working for us. So they paid us to star and be the head writers and creators of the show. I think we did, how many episodes? 13 episodes?
14.
14 episodes. I think Randy and I each made...
I don't know.
Whatever it was.
Not
like,
necessarily.
It was like $2,000 an episode, which
for months, it's less than
we did four jobs and we made nothing and there was nothing we could say about it because they're like, you're lucky to be here.
To be here. So that's the
thing. And for everybody who thinks, well, that's not that bad, take out that times two, but then also think like that might be your big job for the year.
And
so it was our only job for 2 years.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And kept us from doing other jobs.
Yeah. And they're saying on there, People aren't going home for Christmas.
Right.
People are working there the whole time because they want to, because she set up this stratification that red shirts are down here.
Yeah.
Blue shirts are up here. Royal blue shirts are over here.
Cobra
Navy
Kai
blue
mentality.
Shirts are over here. So you, before you can get a navy blue shirt, something that's like maybe cost like, which
don't
you,
gonna, I would never go there, have to but pay we should for. Go there and wear navy blue shirts.
Yeah. No, her thing also of like, I don't even know their names until they've been here for 5 years. Like,
don't say that. You should know their names.
Don't
if you're
say
not
that.
Paying them, then get to know them, dummy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got really mad at Carol until she said she was raped. And then I was like, can't come at her. Boy. Can't come at her
but
anymore.
See, to me, that's where it all comes back to power. So you had Joe Exotic that was treated horribly by his family and couldn't control the things in his life.
Right.
So he wanted to create something he could control.
That's right.
Right. And then you had... you had Carol, right, who lost all this control when I very sympathetic to the fact that
totally,
she was obviously, what am I, a fucking idiot?
Horrifying.
But, but again, these animals are some of the most powerful things in the world.
And if you can control them then maybe, you control the narrative
me,
of what's going on.
All
that
about.
Is. I
also,
agree.
As much as they make me hate her and wish I could get back to Joe Exotic, this is not the old adage of the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
The enemy of my enemy is still an
my enemy
when it comes to Tiger
King.
Yeah,
dude. Like none of, let me just say this. None of you should have these animals. I don't care what you're doing. 100%. These animals should be allowed to roam free in Africa, should be allowed, or India, or wherever they come, China, wherever they come from. These animals should be let loose in the wild to do their thing. Like a rescue organization should be able to get these animals,
foster them
That's
long
what Carol
enough to
will
put
tell
them
you
back
she is.
Into.
But Carol, you are not. You've got to get them out of there because you can't. Either that, you just have to either get funding from a real place that's doing it, and then you can help facilitate them till they get to that place. But you can't be making money
on it. And you can't have more than one or two. Like, look, a zoo has one or two. I don't even love zoos, but I'll tell you this.
You know where I'm at on zoos.
I know where you
are
on zoos, but I will say this. For some people, getting to go to a zoo and educate your children and have them
if it's a place where they can't live in the wild, I'm fine with it. Okay. If it's a real sanctuary. But if it's just like we wanted another penguin, then I'm like, leave the
That's
fucking penguin
it.
Alone.
That's
Agreed.
It.
But let
Agreed.
Me ask you guys this. So before we run out of time here,
yeah.
Where do you tell me what you think happened to Don in episode three.
So I love that just briefly they talked about him being pushed out of a window into the Gulf.
I know. That was like a
I was
footnote.
Like,
I'm like,
so was like, this was like in
and
the.
And who pushed him
this
out?
This was like
Carol?
In the.
No,
no dude in the clown tie who kept getting lower in his chair. That lawyer is my favorite person.
He like, was like a, that was like the world's biggest baby.
He was like a baby in an adult suit.
Literally.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
He was like if Paul Dooley.
He was the baby boss.
If Paul Dooley lost his exoskeleton and just started
refund.
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 So that moment where they're like, I mean, somebody could have just opened up the door and knocked him out and just pushed him out. That to me was like the moment in Rand University, the ESPN documentary about Randy Moss, where he's like, I just stomped on his neck twice and then that's it. And then he glossed over. I was like, whoa. You stomped on a guy's neck. I just stomped on his neck twice and that was it. You should never stomp on anyone's neck.
Mm-mm.
Once, let alone twice. And don't gloss over it. That's the biggest thing that you'll ever do to anybody in their entire life is stomping on their freaking neck.
That's insane.
So pushing someone out of the door and that's it. Like, who did it? Was it the guy was flying the plane? Who's he flying the plane with?
But here's what really I think happened. He told everybody, Don told everybody he was going to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I believe that's true.
What if Don just disappeared on his own and is living down in Costa Rica? You don't know that.
Oh, so my thing is, he told her.
Yeah.
When I get back from Costa Rica, this is done.
That's right. I'm moving this all down to Costa Rica.
Yes.
And you don't get any of it.
And you don't get any of it.
And so she never let him leave.
So she
and
shot
she
him?
100% fed him to one of those tigers.
One of the tigers.
She killed him and fed him to the tiger.
That is 100% what I believe.
Where did all the blood go?
They ate it.
I think she could have killed him and dropped him in the lake that they have. No one's dragged that lake.
That's true.
So like
this whole septic tank theory too. Settle down,
by the way,
Joe.
Her answers for all the possible theories that have happened over
she's formulated
are the same answers as Doc Antle in terms of that he's not a cult.
Let me list everything
so,
I did with saying
I mean,
didn't do
if I was
How
a cult,
would I do that?
Why right. would they be smiling if they were in a cult?
So before we get out of here too, we have to do two last quick things. We have to talk about another music video we got today called Here Kitty Kitty.
Which,
Joe Exotic dressed as a priest.
Just as a priest, but with a black hat on.
Of course.
Because I guess he's pronouncing Don Lewis dead.
Yeah, and you're probably right. That,
he's
some,
the executioner.
You're doing Exotic Logic
and
right now.
She's, and they get,
that's the name of these.
They get the Exotic
Logic. Exotic Logic.
So they get a fatter Carol Baskin.
Fatter Carol Baskin.
Fat Baskin. And then they, and Fat Baskin is feeding.
Fat Baskin is my favorite. By the way, she's not that fat. She was. But I'm just saying, Fat Baskin is my favorite.
Bigger
my,
Baskin.
It's my favorite.
And that's not a judgment. She's just technically a bigger Baskin.
What if he's like, wait, we're going to need a bigger Baskin.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
So like, that she's person feeding, is feeding meat to the tiger in the cage.
But then, the tiger rips the tongs out. I was like,
you're not getting those back.
Mm. Try and barbecue with those now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we, and was there a cliffhanger? Did we feel like there was much of a cliffhanger on this one, really?
I don't know.
All? I think they just kind of wrapped it up. It was a detour that went far away from.
Very far.
It's a detour to cast doubt on Carol Baskin and who
as
she
a person.
Is. Of which now I do have a lot of doubt. Like, you think she killed her husband and fed her to the tigers.
I didn't like her from the jump.
You didn't like her from the jump?
I don't like that type of smile.
She's
like,
too.
Hi. Hi.
Like when I didn't like
her. I didn't like her when she said how much money she was making on Facebook and not paying her employees.
Yep.
I know.
That's what bothered me about
her. She could pay these people just on Facebook and then keep everything else.
So the other thing is that.
Also, I'm like, how do we make money on Facebook?
That's right. So the other thing is that that I understand why Joe Exotic really doesn't like her. I totally get it because.
But it doesn't make him any more right. I know you're not saying that. I'm just saying.
I get exactly where his anger is coming from. Not justified, but I get where it's coming
from.
You
see the logic.
She's making tons of money. He's not making any money. He's got employees that he is
like. He's going on a gas station asking people if they want to take a chance.
Which, by the way, was kind of nice that he took that woman.
$138.52. If you want me to be exact.
Goddamn chance.
Remember when they asked him how many wives Doc has?
He's like,
I don't give a fuck.
Old Toothless Joe.
Oh, and they showed the conditions they're living in there in Joe Exotic's place, too.
The rat in the drawer.
I know.
Rat in the drawer.
Probably going to be a song that he sings.
There's a rat in the drawer and
Dr. Pepper on this chair.
And I can't feel her no more.
So much Dr. Pepper.
And Big Red and Mountain Dew Code Red.
But Dan, flavors of Dr. Pepper that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know there was a mango Dr. Pepper.
What's Dr. Lavender?
All right, there you go, guys. That's episodes 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
We are going to do episodes 4 and 5 on Thursday. We'll give you the time if we can get that all set up.
Maybe wrap it up before the weekend's done.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We'd love to be able to do it on the weekend when everybody should officially be off and no other workday plans.
Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for participating in this. And it's just a fun community building thing that we're getting to do with you guys. We love you. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.